The first reading today is from the Old Testament, found on page 194 of your pew Bible, Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. That's page 194 in your pew Bible. Then Joshua, son of Nun, sent two men secretly to Shittim as spies, saying, "Go view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab, and spent the night there. The king of Jericho was told, "Some Israelites have come here tonight to search out the land." Then the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come only to search out the whole land." But the woman took the two men and hid them. Then she said, "True, the men came to me, but I did not know where they came from." And when it was time to close the gate at dark, the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you can overtake them. She had, however, brought them up to the roof and hidden them with stalks of flax that she had laid out on the roof. So the men pursued on their way to Jordan as far as the fords. As soon as the pursuers had gone, the gate was shut. Before they went to sleep, she had came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that dread of you have fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt in fear before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, when you came out of Egypt, and when you did to, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, who were utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no courage left in any of us because of you. The Lord your God is indeed God of heaven above and on earth below. Now then, since I have dealt kindly with you, swear to me by the Lord that you came, that you in turn will deal kindly with my family. Give me a sign of good faith that you will spare my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." The men said to her, Our life for yours. If you do not tell this business of ours, then we will deal kindly and faithfully with you when the Lord gives us the land." Then she let them down by the rope through the window, for her house was on the outer side of the city wall, and she resided within the wall itself. She said to them, "Go toward the hill country, so that the pursuers may not come upon you. Hide yourselves for 3 days, until the pursuers have returned. Then afterward, you may go on your way." The men said to her, "We will be released from this oath that you have made us swear to you. If we invade the land and do not tie this crimson cord in the window through which you let us down, and you do not gather in your house your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family. If any of you go out of the doors of your house into the street, they shall be responsible for their own death, and we shall be innocent. But if a hand is laid upon any who are in your house, we shall bear the responsibility of their death. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be released from this oath that you made us swear to you." She said, "According to your words, so be it." She sent them away, and they departed. Then she tied the crimson cord in the window. The second reading is from the New Testament. It's found on page 226 in the New Testament, your pew Bibles. It's Hebrews 11:29 through verse 12:2. Again, that's page 226 of your pew Bible. "By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through the faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of the lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead in resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mockery, mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all of these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for our sake, of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken the seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.